to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And today, I really have been going first, you guys, and I have been trying all the different things to help with stress management. We've all been facing extra stress for the last couple of years on top of the stress that we all already had in our lives. And for me, it hit peak stress level about 2 months ago, and I knew that I needed to change some things and I needed to kind of up the ante on how I was dealing with my stress. So today I am going to be sharing with you some of the things that I have started trying, what I'm liking, and kind of get us started on this journey together in case you are needing to take care of your stress too. This is probably going to be an ongoing conversation because I am just trying to get a handle on it, and I'm finding some things that are really working, but I know that it's going to be a process as I continue to work through it. So consider this, you know, episode one of Stress Talk, because we all could use a little bit more help in this area, I think. But before we get there, I just want to say, if you haven't followed me over on Instagram, then be sure to connect with me over there at Mackenzie Coppa. We're having a lot of fun. I'm trying to recapture that old self that I used to have in stories where I was able to just kind of like share more of my life. And so I am really working back towards that again. We also have some fun things that are going to be coming up in Patreon for the beginning of the new year, because New Year's is my favorite. It's all about planning and goal setting and getting on top of everything. We're talking a lot about tracking our lives, keeping track of things that we are doing, how we're feeling, all of that kind of thing. Patrons in the new year are going to be receiving a downloadable PDF for every month that is going to be a tracker to be daily keeping track of these things, and we're going to be doing it together in community. We would love to have you come be a part of that with us so that you can get a better handle on where you are already at and then be able to, you know, set goals and make transitions in your life based on the knowledge that you have and then what is going to actually work for your real life. So we are going to be doing a lot of that over in Patreon. Plus, we just have fun hanging out every day. I do live videos 4 days a week in there, and we just get to be friends and talk about everything from makeup to skincare to life to reading to all the different topics we cover over in Patreon, and it's a good time. So come over and join us over there at patreon.com/livewelltogether. We would love to have you join us. You can join for just $5 a month and get in on so much goodness. So again, that's patreon.com/livewelltogether. I also have spots opening up for the new year for private coaching. And so if that is something that you are interested in to help you get a leg up on your goals, then be sure to head over there and check out what kind of options we have available. All right. Without further ado, though, let's launch into this episode all about next level stress management. So, as I mentioned, things were getting pretty intense about 2 months ago, to the point where I was really starting to feel the effects on my body. And it was like, oh, this is not good. You know, I was starting to feel like I couldn't breathe and having really high heart rates. Like my heart would just start racing for no apparent reason, and overall shakiness and a lot of fatigue and headaches. And it was kind of undeniable, that whole idea, you know, your body keeps the score. That even if you're saying like, I'm good, I'm fine, everything's fine, we're chill, your body's like, hey, no, actually, you're not. Wake up, sister. You're going to need to do a little bit more here to bring things back into balance. And so I embarked on a journey to help battle that ongoing stress in a variety of different ways, because the truth of the matter is that I really don't have control over a lot of the stress in my life. You know, when people say, well, just cut things out. Well, a lot of the things that are the most stressful to me and probably the most stressful to you can't be gotten rid of. My children are here to stay, and I love them, and I want them, but they do bring a fairly good amount of stress. Our schedule, which, you know, sure, I could take away these opportunities from my kids, but for our family, I really want them to have those opportunities. It's just that there's a lot of people, and so there's a lot of opportunities. But even if just every kid is doing one thing, it's a lot to juggle. That creates its own stress. We have a lot of other stressors in our family with, you know, ongoing court battles and all of that kind of thing. And there's no way for me to really eliminate those things from my life. And so I had to realize that I needed to be able to find other ways to mitigate the effects of those stressors and to really be taking care of myself better. You know, there have been a lot of years here now where it's like, I'm just going to eat all the bread and all the chocolate because I deserve it, because that's how I'm going to cope. And there's also been a fairly good amount of just like, all right, see you later, I'm checking out. But I realized that what we were dealing with, it was probably kind of beyond that. It wasn't going to just be a matter of distracting myself from the stressors. My body was having enough of an effect that I was going to need to take some extra steps. So, like I mentioned, this is a journey. Some of these things I've been doing for a little while, but I am definitely adding to them, especially as I head into the new year. I'm looking at, okay, how can I be further fleshing out these ideas and continuing to take control of my wellness? Because that is more something that I actually can be in control of. I can decide whether I'm going to move my body or journal or go to counseling or, you know, like all the different things that we are going to talk about today. Someone even asked me recently, well, in the middle of all of your stress, like how do you still manage to do your skincare? And how do you still manage to like take that time for yourself in the evening and those kinds of things? And my answer was really like, oh no, because of the stress and the overwhelm. These things are even more important. It's even more crucial that I make sure that I'm taking care of myself in these little ways, because those are things that I do actually have control over. And ultimately, they make me feel better. So I can't give those up. That's like giving up gold to me. I want to do those things, even in the stress, even in the overwhelm, because I know that they make me feel so much better. So we're going to come at this from a variety of different angles. We are going to be talking about certain routines that I have in place that I feel like are really helpful for my physical and mental health. We're going to be talking about supplements. We're going to be talking about like the mental and emotional support aspect of things. And so we're going to kind of be hitting it from a lot of different angles. And like I said, hopefully this will just be the first in many episodes where we can talk about this, or maybe be talking about it more on Instagram and that sort of thing, because I think so many of us are dealing with stress in some way or another. Okay, so let's start it out with the mental and emotional side of things. So I knew that I was just having to deal with so many things my kids were going through, are going through, so much about our life, that it would be a really good idea to bring some counseling back into the picture. So I have gone to counseling off and on. I've talked to you guys about it over the past 4 years, and it kind of goes through these cycles where things start coming up. I feel like I have a greater need for it again. I go back to my counselor. She's like, yep, this is totally normal for where you are at in your journey and your process. You're at one of those points where new things come up again. So why don't you come back in? We'll start processing some of those things. Maybe some things that we thought we processed before have new layers that have peeled back, or you've realized differently. For instance, now that I am in a relationship and those kinds of things, it just different things come to the forefront that we have to deal with. And so I've been reassured this is a very normal thing to kind of go through these cycles, especially with the added stress that we've had from the pandemic and kids being home from school and, you know, like all the different stuff. So she agreed it would be a good time for me to come back in and get counseling. We have embarked on more EMDR therapy. Something that has been new and different for me is during this last crop of stress, I've definitely become more emotional, and I do not like to be emotional. I like to keep those puppies tamped down, so I'm not really having to like have them right on the surface. Like, I'm not somebody who enjoys like just breaking out in tears at a moment's notice, that's not fun for me. But I have found it's actually really helpful and effective when you are doing EMDR therapy to kind of be in that more emotionally vulnerable place, because it allows the therapy to do more of its deep work. So I always feel really daunted before I go into the counselor, especially if I'm having kind of an emotional time, but she's like, this is the time to do it. It's when it's going to be the most effective. So let's get in there and mine some of that stuff out. And so I was like, oh no. But it has been really helpful. Now, I have spaced out my EMDR appointments a little bit because I just, you know, it's easy to feel a little overwhelmed by doing it like every week. So I really hit it hard on those maybe about once a month, because I know it'll kind of take me out for the rest of the day. It is such an emotional spend that it makes me actually fatigued after I do it for the rest of the day. So, you know, hot boyfriend's prepped when I'm going to go in for one of those sessions. We make sure it's a night when he's going to be making dinner and I'm not going to be doing all of that. You know, it's just very helpful to have a support system in place when you are going to be going back into doing some of that really hard, deeper work, but I definitely think that it is worth it. Now, if you're listening to this and you're going like, what in the world is EMDR therapy? What is she even talking about? Well, you're in luck. We recently had an episode all about trauma with Jessie Byers, and she came on and talked about all sorts of different modes of counseling and therapy to help deal with PTSD and trauma of a lot of different varieties. And EMDR is one of the things that we talk about on that episode. So if you have some questions about that and you'd like to know more, I would really encourage you to go back and listen to that episode. It was just a couple of weeks ago with Jessie Byers. And of course, we will have that episode linked in the show notes so you can really easily find it. You can also look on my Instagram links page, the links in my bio. I have got all of the episodes linked there really easily for you to be able to find. Okay, ladies, so this episode is all about stress, as you know. And you know what's one thing that can really stress us out is when our hormones go whack, okay? You know, it's not fun for anybody. We are always cycling through different hormonal fluctuations in our bodies, different times of our lives where our hormones do different things, and we shouldn't have to suffer from it. And that is exactly what Bonafide was created to do. They want to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany hormonal fluctuations within their body, because every woman deserves relief without compromise. So they provide women with naturally powerful remedies to safely treat the natural symptoms that occur throughout our lives, from PMS to menopause and everything else along the way. I mean, they have different supplements for everything from, okay, we're going to get real here for a second, vaginal dryness, hot flashes, night sweats, vaginal itching and discharge, PMS, I mean, all kinds of things. They have got a product for it. And they're extra great because they're non-prescription, non-hormonal solutions that treat women's health issues using ingredients from nature as often as they can to maximize effectiveness and relief. The ingredients in every Bonafide product are the result of thorough research, development, and clinical trials, resulting in every product being scientifically validated. They are very focused on safety. It is their top priority, and all products are made with safe yet powerful ingredients, completely free of hormones and without alarming side effects. Can I get an amen? Their products are endorsed by over 8,100 doctors across the country, and Bonafide has helped over 33,000 women. So give Bonafide a try today. No hormones, no prescription required, just real relief without compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com and use the promo code LIVEWELL. That's hellobonafide.com and use the code LIVEWELL. That's LIVEWELL for 20% off at checkout. That link will also be in today's show notes, and I just want to thank Bonafide for sponsoring LIVEWELL anyway. Okay. As we continue talking about mental and emotional support, though, it's not just counseling. Obviously, there's a lot more things that we can incorporate into our lives to be processing things mentally and emotionally. And I think that friendships are a really big part of that. You know, I have a friend, Katie Duckett. You guys have heard her on that podcast many, many times before. But we, Marco Polo, if you don't know what Marco Polo is, you're definitely missing out. It's a video messaging app. But we, Marco Polo, almost every single weekday morning. Like, it's pretty standard that while we are dropping kids off at school and driving back home and doing all that kind of thing, we sit with the heated seats on in our cars and we send each other messages. The great thing about Marco Polo's is you can listen to them whenever you are able to and then send them whenever you're able to. And it's just, it's kind of like the video messaging version of Voxer, if you're familiar with Voxer. But it's just so good and so helpful. We can see each other's faces, and we don't actually get to see each other in person all that often, but we know each other's day-to-day lives completely. I've also been able to do this with my friend Rebecca down in Arkansas. It's still how we, you know, are able to communicate and be a part of each other's lives because of Marco Polo. But knowing that I have those messages to count on every single morning with Katie is a game changer. She is a friend who I know I can trust completely. I can say almost anything to her, and she is going to give me honest feedback. And that is so helpful, because sometimes it is the, have you thought about this? Or what about this? Or have you thought about things from this perspective? Which, you know, we are very different personality types, so it's really helpful for me to get her perspective on things. It'd probably be wise if I just put everything through her before I made decisions about anything or had interactions with any other people, because she usually gives me a perspective that I haven't had before. But it is so helpful for me to have her honest feedback, but then also sometimes to just have her like, yes, I agree with you completely. I have your back. I agree with what you did or what you said or whatever happened. You've been wronged. You know, sometimes you just want that person who you know is in your corner and is going to be like, yes. And then kind of, you know, like give you the bigger perspective on it too. So that has been a big lifeline for me. It's almost like, you know, daily morning therapy. We do our little morning check-in and it's super helpful. I also try to get together with my good friend Shell Bruzis at least, you know, twice a month is kind of what we've been aiming for right now, at least. If it's every week, awesome. But if it's just that twice a month, at least it's that twice a month to be able to count on and know that we can talk through things together and catch up together and also get perspective on life. I think that has been really, really helpful. Another thing as far as like processing my thoughts and emotions, and I go kind of hot and cold with it depending on what it is I'm dealing with. Honestly, if I get like too overwhelmed, then I don't do this thing as much. What I'm talking about is journaling. We also had a recent episode all about journaling and using it for your mental health and processing things. Recently, I had on Anna Williams, and that was a really great episode, so make sure you go check that out too. But journaling can just be so helpful in getting your thoughts down on paper, making sure you think through things before you have difficult conversations, just kind of like not carrying everything in your heart and your soul, just like getting it out. I think that journaling can be a really great and helpful resource for kind of like just venting and letting all of those stressors go. And then also for taking note of the things that you're grateful for. I've been finding that is a really helpful thing in the midst of a lot of stress, making sure that I am purposefully taking note of the things that I am grateful for, of the things that are making a difference in my life, because it's really easy to kind of gloss over those things or not pay attention to them when so many other bigger, harder things are vying for your attention. But when you can actually sit down, and even if it's just one thing where you can say, I'm so grateful for this. And then if I write it down, it just kind of like takes it to that deeper place of, yes, I'm like truly acknowledging this. Another thing that is helpful for my mental health specifically, I know, is planning. You guys, I know, you're shocked that I'm talking about planning. But as I mentioned, there are so many things in my life that I don't have control over. planning allows me to feel like I'm at least in control of some things. I at least can say, okay, most likely these are the things that are going to be in my day, or this is how my day is going to flow. And if I'm being honest, in the really high stress times where things are just so incredibly intense and I feel super overwhelmed, my planning does become much more acute. I still plan all of our meals for the week because that is paramount for me, just to know that I have the ingredients and I don't have to think about that. That is such a stressor for me if I don't know what we're doing as far as eating goes, especially now that Roman is in basketball and he's eating like a horse. So I really have to make sure that I have enough food on hand and I know what is happening with that. That's one that I still plan for the week, which, by the way, you guys, this Friday, you need to be getting on that plan to eat sale. They are not even sponsoring this episode, okay? I am just telling you, it is their sale. If you use my code, if you go to plantoeat.com/livewell, you can get 60 days free. Okay, so there's 2 free months. Plus, you can get your whole year-long subscription for half off. It's just over $19. Don't quote me on the actual price, like $19.50 or $19.95. They're not sponsoring this episode, so I don't have to be specific. You guys, it's a really good deal, is basically the point. It's like $1.50 a month or something for you to be able to get in on a whole year plus 2 months. That's 14 months for like $19 of Plan to Eat. You're going to love it. It's a game changer. Run to the sale. You guys, get the Black Friday sale this weekend from Plan to Eat. plantoeat.com/livewell. Okay, I digress. Get your planning done. Plan your meals. That's going to help your stress level. Just period. But back to my planning, life planning, how I was saying it gets more acute. You know, my preference is to sit down on a Sunday and plan out for the whole week. When I am feeling really, really overwhelmed, sometimes my brain just does not allow for that. Sometimes all I can do is the night before or the morning of say, okay, what does this day need to look like? You know, at least the night before, I need to figure out what the morning looks like, because every single morning for us is different. I have different varieties of children here. We have different drop-off times for school. It's a whole thing. So I at least need to think through that the night before. But that night before or the morning of, to just walk through a little, you know, list of what does my day need to include? What are we going to be doing today? What are my to-dos? What is on the schedule? Having that piece of it, being able to be on top of that in my brain, helps me to catch my breath. It helps me to be able to say, like, whoo, okay, I can get through today. And I know that once I get to this time, this day will be complete. Like, yesterday was one of those high stress, crazy, long days. We not only had court, we had a parent meeting for basketball. People had ballet. There was actual basketball practice. There was like 45 things going on at the same time. And thank goodness I had hot boyfriend's help to be getting people where they needed to go and doing all of the things. But I knew if I could hit about 10 o'clock last night, then I would be done. I would be done. If I could get there, I could take my bath, do my evening routine, which we're going to talk about in a minute, and I will have made it. But I really couldn't even think about today. Like, I couldn't get so far as to say, like, okay, but what is happening Tuesday? I just had to know that I could get through yesterday. So in those high stress times, I need to narrow the vision a bit and only step back into the big picture when I have to. So when things calm, then I can say, like, okay, I can bite off a few more days at a time, or I can plan out a week now. But don't feel bad if your planning for a season looks like, what does tomorrow look like? Or what does today look like? Because sometimes that's truly all your brain can handle. And, you know, let that be and don't beat yourself up about it. And kind of lastly, on the mental and emotional scale, I would say, you know, as I mentioned, I kind of got into that mode for a while where it was like, I'm just going to check out here. I'm going to watch my reality TV and you can find me under these covers because I can't do anymore. That's a real thing. But there comes that point where you're like, okay, no more. We got to get back up again. But that doesn't mean there isn't still a place for the distraction. I just make sure that it is in like metered quantities. It's not going to be like binging. It is just allowing my brain to take those breaks appropriately when I need them. But also on the opposite side of that, having things equally as much to engage my brain and help me to wake back up and have interesting thoughts happening in my mind and, you know, going over things that I have been interested in the past or whatnot. And for me, reading is one of those things that helps me to do that. So I'm trying to balance out the reality TV with the reading and making sure, especially, and I'll be talking about this more in an upcoming episode with Katie. We're going to talk about our reading lives in 2021 and what we're looking forward to in 2022. But one of the things that I'm really looking forward to is kind of diversifying what I am reading every month, choosing to read things that are a little bit harder or a little bit deeper and not just doing romantic fiction. You know, I am listening to an amazing audiobook right now that is just a pure delight and it's more, you know, an indulgence than anything, but that'll be on the reading episode, I promise. But I think that having something that can distract you, but also the things that can wake up your brain and help you to feel more alive, finding what those things are for you. Maybe it's going to be crafting, or maybe it's going to be skincare, or maybe it's going to be sports, or, you know, whatever it is for you, find the things that you can do that are distracting, but also the things that are going to help you to feel more like yourself and make you feel engaged with your life. Okay, so those are the mental and emotional things that I recommend that I'm doing, that I'm working on. Okay, now let's talk about my evening routine, because my evening routine has been key. As I mentioned, it's that thing that I cling to. If I'm not going to get my evening routine, it is like such a sadness for me. And I'm really surprised. I never used to be this person who clung so much to like how this little like wind down routine was going to go. But it has become such a thing for me now. My kids know it's a thing. Hot boyfriend and his kids know it's a thing. Like, I need this for me. I protect this time. I do whatever I can to make it happen. So this is kind of like the breakdown of what it is. And then I'm going to tell you guys some things that I am going to be adding to it in the new year to kind of like flesh it out a little bit, because I think that's a great way to create new habits is to connect them to something that you're already doing. So right now it really centers on my bath. I love taking a bath in the evening. It is relaxing to me. It has become the time when I shave and I watch reality TV. That is the guarded time to do the reality TV. I also watch the reality TV while I'm on the elliptical. So those are like the majority of the times that I allow myself that metered time to do that. But even if the bath is short, even if it's just 10 minutes, it is knowing that I've done this thing for myself. It signals to my brain and my body that it's time to wind down and it's time to go to sleep. We're going to talk about sleep more in a few minutes because I think that sleep is super important. It has been something that I have struggled with all my life. And so we're going to hit specifically on sleep in a minute. But I do think that my nighttime routine kind of just helps everything in me to signal that like, okay, it's time to wind down now. This is the mode that we are moving into. So I have started to alternate between Epsom salts in my bath and then these bath soaks that I found. So I have been, sometimes I get some sort of more frivolous bath salts, you know, just like ones from Target that smell good and whatever. But a lot of times I like to use something that is going to be a little bit more actually effective for me, like for providing magnesium into my system. I need a lot of magnesium in me to not have like jumpy legs and get like cramps in my legs and help me to relax at night and help my system to be operating. I think a lot of people have a magnesium deficiency and don't really realize it. Now, I have to put in this caveat whenever I'm going to be talking about supplements in this episode. I am not a doctor. I am not a health professional. I am not giving you medical advice. Okay. Use your own brain and go look things up and talk to appropriate people about it. These are some of the things that I do and I have found work well for my body. So that's out there. Okay. So I really have found that using a good magnesium flake instead of just an Epsom salt can be much more effective. You know, we have to think of our skin as our biggest organ and it absorbs things, and it's actually a really good channel to get things into our bodies. It's called absorbing things transdermally. And so I have been using these magnesium flakes from Ancient Minerals because they're really great in the bath. They're really bioavailable to be able to be absorbed through your skin. I think they're a great company. This is not the last time you'll hear about them in this episode, but they make really good pure magnesium products. And then I have also found, oh, by the way, I'm not an affiliate with them, but the links that you will find in the show notes will be affiliate links to Amazon to be able to find any of these products. Except for this next thing that I am going to talk about, they are Fluid bath soaks. So I am not affiliated with Fluid, though I would love to be. I don't have any sort of way to like have an affiliate code. I'm literally just telling you about them because I love them. I think their website is really well done because they have so much research on their website about getting vitamins and minerals transdermally. You've got to go and read some of these studies. Yeah, I know it's a scientific study and it can be really boring, but even if you just kind of like glance over it, you can see how much science there is backing up this whole idea of us absorbing nutrients through our skin. And so I have started using these Fluid bath soaks. It's F-L-E-W-D. Again, we will link to them in the show notes, but it's not an affiliate link. I have been using them for a few months now, and I really, really like them. You just cut open the little bags that they send you and you pour the whole bag into your bath. And they say to stay in the bath for at least 15 minutes to get the full benefits of them. They have three different soaks. They have one for insomnia. They have one for achy muscles. And they have one for anxiety and stress. And you can get them in basically like a kit. So they send you a couple of all three of them. And then I can just alternate through those in the week. I've also used the achy muscle one with Roman as he has been starting basketball and his body is being pushed to the limits and he's been really sore. We've been using that for him. I just love these bath soaks. They smell so good and I just feel like I'm really doing something for myself when I'm taking this bath that I just enjoy. And it just becomes a really lovely time to be in the bath. Now, I like to jazz up my bath with other things. I'm always looking for a great new bath gel. I really love this Coconut Dreams one from Pacifica. I have that on the gift guide that we released last week. I really love these things called spongels. So they're like sponges that they put the gel in, the bath gel in, and it's like a little hockey puck that you get. It's hard, but it's a sponge. And so as you get it wet, then it lathers all up and you can wash your body and it kind of exfoliates and that kind of thing. But you get like a ton of uses out of them. And so it's just kind of this luxurious little thing that I have. I a lot of times will get mine from a FabFitFun box. That's how I was originally introduced to them. But I just love these spongels. They just feel like, you know, like I'm rich or something, and I'm totally not, but I love these and they last a really long time and they're really fun to use. And so that's like another thing that I have in my bath with me. And I just kind of can like take that time for myself. I prop up my phone. I watch my reality TV. It's also a great time for me to drink something that is going to help me to relax. I have been alternating between AlkaCalm or this new drink from Beam, which they are a sponsor of today's episode. So you're going to hear more about them in a little bit. But it's a great drink to just like help you to relax and get ready for sleep at night. Both of those, the AlkaCalm has a lot of magnesium and potassium and calcium and those sorts of things to help my body to calm down for the evening. So I switch between the two of those. And then also right around my bath is when I take my magnesium supplements. I need, like I said, I need a lot of magnesium to be operating correctly. And so I actually take two different magnesiums. I take a magnesium citrate and a magnesium called Krebs. They are up also in the Stress Be Gone list on Amazon that I have. If you just go to mackenziekappa.com/Amazon, it will take you to all of my lists. It's got a lot of the things from the Christmas gift guide and wellness stuff and the lady parts one and all of those things are up there. You can go and find them on Amazon. But I take both of those different magnesiums because they both kind of do different things. One just helps like my system to be running well, if you know what I mean. Things moving through helps with that. But it's also important because magnesium can go through your system so easily. You have to be careful about how much you're supplementing with if you don't want to be in the bathroom all night. But it's a good idea to be absorbing magnesium transdermally because then you don't have those same effects on your digestion and you kind of get it from all of the different angles. But I also take the Krebs magnesium, which helps with like the muscle relaxation and that sort of thing as well. You guys, we've all had acne breakouts at a time that is not ideal in our lives. Talk about a stressful situation. I know that my son, when he was headed back to school this year, was really nervous about his skin being clear as he was finally going to be in the classroom full time again after all of this pandemic craziness. And he wanted his skin to look good. And that is why we turned to Apostrophe, because we didn't want to leave it up to chance. We didn't want to be having any of that crazy acne breakout stuff happening when he was least expecting it. So this is why I am so excited to be partnering with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. Apostrophe connects you with a board-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. You simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin goals and medical history, then snap a few selfies, and your dermatologist will create your customized treatment plan. This was one of the best parts for my son. There was no embarrassment involved. He didn't have to go into an office. I didn't have to take him out of school. It was so easy. And Apostrophe not only treats acne, they can also help you hit all of your other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. So there's something for almost the whole family if you've got teenagers and older to be helping you with your skin. Along with it just taking the stress out of knowing that his skin was going to look good for being back to school, we also loved how simple the experience was and how quickly my son was able to get his products. In fact, he loves using Apostrophe so much, I don't even have to remind him. He does it himself because he has seen the difference that it has made in his skin. It has been like night and day. And I have a special deal for my audience. You can save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider at apostrophe.com/livewell when you use my code LIVEWELL. This code is only available to my listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/livewell and click begin visit. Then use my code LIVEWELL at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. That's apostrophe.com/livewell and use that code LIVEWELL to get your dermatologist crafted treatment plan for $5. And I just want to thank Apostrophe for clearing my son's skin and sponsoring Live Well Anyway. Now, a couple of the things that I am going to be adding on to my bath that it just kind of dawned on me, especially as I'm moving into the new year, is like, hey, I could make this even better. I could, you know, use this time to detox a little bit. So I'm going to start doing my dry brushing right before I get into the bath. I am going to also start using that time to do more like face masks. Now, I'm not talking about like COVID face masks. I'm talking about, you know, skincare face masks. face masks, like a sheet mask or a mud mask or those kinds of things, using that time to do that. Since I'm in there for that amount of time anyway, it just seems like a really good time to do it, and possibly use that time to also start doing my gua sha. So I can shave and watch my reality TV and do my gua sha and drink my yummy drink and get myself all wound down for bed. And then after I get out of the bath, then I put on a lavender lotion that I really love the smell of. And I also use it as a little bit of a guard between that and the Ancient Minerals magnesium lotion that I put on my legs. Like I said, this is a girl who requires a lot of magnesium. If I don't put that magnesium lotion on my legs at night, they will get so jumpy that I will feel like I need to sprint around the block 5 times. Like, it is just enough to send me through the roof. So, but magnesium lotion can actually kind of have like a tingling feeling on your skin that I don't super love. So I have found that by putting on the lavender lotion first, it puts just a little bit of a barrier. So the magnesium lotion doesn't tingle as much and can just take a little bit more time absorbing. And that has worked really well for me. Okay, so that is what my little evening routine has become and how I'm like continuing to add things to it and make it more of just like a relaxing time for myself every night. But let's talk about some of these supplements. Again, since we've already hit on a little bit of this, again, I'm going to reiterate that I'm not a doctor. But these are the things that I have been taking and doing and adding into my routine to help, again, get a control on stress, because stress does have an actual physical response in your body. You know, you end up producing cortisol. You can feel it pumping through your system. And when that cortisol gets out of control from prolonged stress is when it can start to cause problems in your body. And so that's what I have to work really hard to make sure is not happening. So of course, first of all, there's the basics that a lot of us need, a lot of us should be taking. Just because when our body is going through a lot of stress, we naturally burn through more of our vitamins and minerals, and it can be easy for those things to get really depleted in our systems, I think especially during the winter. So I take vitamin C, vitamin D with K2, because the K2 helps you to be able to absorb the vitamin D a little bit better and more effectively. As I mentioned, I take the magnesium. I also take a B complex. I take zinc and I take omegas. Now, those are just kind of like the basics of what your body needs to like function well and have your brain work and, you know, all of that. But then I also take a few other things that are a little bit more specifically geared toward brain health and stress management and immunity. So those are ashwagandha, rhodiola, ginseng, adaptogenic mushrooms, and probiotics. So those are like the main ones that I take. Now, I take these from a few different sources. Let's talk about that for a minute. So as I mentioned with the baths, and you guys have heard on the show recently in ads, I really like this whole idea of the transdermal way of getting vitamins and minerals into our systems. So some of these things I have started taking via patch from Patch Aid. You can go to patchaid.com/MKK15 and you can get 30% off a non-subscription order, or you can just go through that link and make a subscription order and pass a little love back to us, because that is an affiliate link. But these patches are awesome. So I have been doing my C, my D with K2, and my omegas in patch form now for a couple of months. It's so easy. It's one less thing that I have to swallow. I can use them on my kids. I just really, really like these patches. It has been a great way to just make sure that I'm getting these basics into my system every day. And I also really like that they have a slow release. So they release into your system over the time span of 8 hours. So it's not just like a big hit first thing in the morning. I don't have to worry about that feeling like if I haven't really eaten much yet and now my vitamins are going to make me feel sick. Like, I don't have to deal with any of that. I just pop these patches on. They do their job all day long. I take them off when I'm in the bath at night. They're great. Along with the C, the D, and the omegas that I have been using from Patch Aid, I have also recently started using their Focus and Clarity patches and their Relax and Unwind patches. Now, these have a little bit extra hit of like the ashwagandha and different things like that. They've got stuff in it to help your brain to work better. Let's face it, I need all of that. And so I put on 5 patches a day, like a crazy person, but they really work and I have been really seeing the effects of them. I can definitely tell the difference between a day when I have been taking all of my things and wearing all of my patches versus when I am not. And so that has been really helpful to be using those. Again, I just keep them right in my bathroom. So I pop them on first thing in the morning. It's easy to remember and they've been really effective for me. And then a lot of those other supplements that I was talking about that I am actually taking, a lot of those I get from Care Of. Now, I used to be sponsored by Care Of. I am not sponsored by them anymore. We will have a code in the show notes for you to be able to get a discount from them with your first order, though. So we have been able to get that for you guys. But I like this brand because you can go on and you can take the little quiz and you can say like, these are the symptoms I'm having or these are the things that I'm wanting to deal with. And they are going to help you figure this out because so many people come to me and they're like, well, how did you figure out what you needed to take? Well, my mom is super into wellness and she's always looking at things and I'm always learning a lot from her. I follow a lot of people on social media who are biohackers and wellness people. And so I'm always learning a lot of things from them. I have been doing a lot of my own research, especially with women's hormones and our cycles and all of those kinds of things and the unique things that our bodies need. Plus, I've done a lot of reading on my own just about stress and whatnot. But also Care Of, if you don't want to try to do all of that reading and whatnot, is a great resource to just be able to go and take their quiz and then they are going to recommend things to you. Now, a lot of times when I will order my little pouches, because you get a little pouch for each day that has your vitamins in it and they come in this handy little like container that sits on your counter and you can just take one of these little packets out a day and take everything in it. And a lot of times because I know other things that I need, I will add other things into that little packet as well. But they were really able to customize a packet for me that was very like stress centered to help my body to be able to deal with all of the stressors that I'm having. And I was talking about having, you know, lack of focus and mental fatigue and all that kind of thing. And they were able to give me suggestions of what should be in there. And so that's a really great, easy way to be able to kind of start out knowing what your body needs and testing things out and seeing if they make a difference for you. I think that's a really good kind of like starter level place to begin if you're wanting to supplement. And the last supplement that I want to talk about that I have been using is GABA. Now, this is one that I used like all throughout my trial when we had the trial 2 years ago for the divorce because it was so stressful. And back then, Care Of had these handy little things called Quick Sticks. They had these ones called Chill Factor, which they're like terrorists and they took them off the market. I can't believe it. That was like, I would turn to that hit of GABA when I would have a really high stress day or a high stress time. And so now, since they don't have those quick sticks any longer, I have found a great wellness support of GABA from a different company called Ray Wellness. And they have one that's called De-Stress, not Distress. It's not going to make you distressed, but it is called De-Stress to take the stress away. So it is a GABA supplement and you can just take 2 of those pills kind of just like when you're feeling the need for it. You can get them off of Amazon, but we will also have a link in the show notes where you can get them directly from that company. Okay, another thing that I've been doing that I don't really like, but I can't deny that it is helpful. Hot boyfriend even notices that my demeanor is different when I am doing this more frequently, and that is exercising. it's true what they say. I hate to report it, that it really does make a difference. It makes a difference in my mental clarity, in my mood. Now, I do allow myself a lot of flexibility. I don't, you know, just push for I am going to do 30 minutes a day of hard cardio, whatever. I take a lot more from like the flow living model that Alyssa Vitti talks about with women's hormones and, you know, certain weeks of the month, certain exercises are more appropriate for us. I really try to listen to my body and what my body is needing. And so I do kind of a mix up between the elliptical and then also some of these workouts from Asana Rebel, or when you open the app and it says Asana Rebel. It's very sexy and amazing. So I really like this app because it will actually keep a streak for you, like show you how many days in a row you have worked out. But they will even count it if you do like the 4-minute relaxation yoga as a workout. And so I'm like, yay, I worked out today. But basically what I did was kind of lay here. And they counted it. And some days you need that to count and you need that 4 minutes to be your workout for the day. But they also have longer ones. They have just a really great, well done app, a really great selection of different workouts and challenges and whatnot that you can try and you can do. And so I do recommend that app. I'm not affiliated with them. I just use it and I really like it. So exercise is another one of those components that I think has been really helpful in managing the stress and dealing with all of the different things coursing through my body. Okay, the final one that we are going to talk about today is sleep, you guys. So sleep is so crucial to our bodies to make sure that we are getting enough of it, and not just getting enough of it, but I've been learning a lot more lately about it being really good quality, because you may get a lot of hours, but if you aren't getting good deep sleep, then it's not even equivalent to you having less hours with deeper, better sleep. And so I have been doing some things to help with that lately. And there are more things that I have my eye on that I want to incorporate, but just haven't been able to afford those yet, but I'm hoping for them in the future. I might mention those a little bit at the end of this episode, but let's start with supplementation. As I mentioned earlier, when I'm taking my bath, that's a lot of times when I will take my Alka-Calm, or I will drink this new drink from a company called Beam that is called Dream. And it is actually a CBD-based drink. But let me tell you a little bit about it, because I'm really enjoying it. And because when I wasn't taking this, I was usually taking like a low-dose melatonin just to help me take the edge off. I have always struggled with sleep. It's always been really difficult for me to fall asleep, difficult for me to stay asleep sometimes. It's hard for me to get my brain to wind down. I just get really amped up. And so these are some of the things that have been helping me with that for sure. But let's talk specifically about Beam and their new Dream drink. Okay, so like they're telling me, you got to get ready for your ultimate winter night, brought to you by Beam. And it's true, it's awesome. Beam is a functional wellness brand that makes products for sleep, calm, focus, recovery, and hydration. For a limited time only, Beam's best-selling sleep product, Dream Powder Hot Cocoa, now comes in a delicious white chocolate peppermint for the holidays. It is glorious, you guys. Get ready for swirls of peppermint mixed with creamy white chocolate for a guilt-free hot cocoa of your holiday dreams. It's the perfect winter wind down for those cold, snowy nights, or even if it's not snowing where you're at yet, it is worth it. It's triple lab tested and contains the ultimate sleep-promoting ingredients: nano CBD, reishi, magnesium, hi, there's my magnesium again, L-theanine, and melatonin, and no added sugar or artificial sweeteners. Thank you, ma'am. It is clean. So curl up with a guilt-free cup of white chocolate peppermint Dream right before bedtime, or like me, maybe in the bath, and get your best sleep ever. This is really making a big difference for me, because a lot of times I feel like I take just melatonin and I kind of have to have it like have a placebo effect. Like Okay, you've taken melatonin, so you should be sleepy. But this actually has so many different things in it to be hitting at me from a lot of different angles. Like I said, it's got that magnesium in there, which I love, the reishi, which really helps to calm things down. And then just that little bit of CBD to take the edge off, help my brain to wind down. Now, you're not going to be getting high and crazy. Don't worry. It's not like that. Come into the new age. This stuff is so, so helpful. And other people are absolutely loving this dream powder too. In the reviews, Jennifer M. wrote, "I've suffered from insomnia for years. I've tried just about every supplement on the market, and this by far is the most effective. I'm very grateful for it. I fall asleep quickly and sleep deeper and longer. Thank you, Beam." And then another gal, Melanie, wrote, "This stuff is legit. I'm a gym rat who just turned 50 and has sleep issues. I take this at 10 p.m. and sleep from 11 to 6 a.m. The best part is that I wake up refreshed and ready to hit the gym." Those are some pretty great testimonials. And from myself, you guys, somebody who has always struggled with sleep, this really is making a big difference for me. I love being able to drink it in the evening and have it be a part of my nighttime wind down routine. It is just like, it's just a warm little sip for when I just need to be able to get into that mode to fully get some really good rest. So white chocolate peppermint dream powder only lasts for a limited time, so get it while it's hot. Great news, for a limited time, if you subscribe to any Beam product, you can also take advantage of their best sale of the year for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. You'll get 40% off the first 3 months of any subscription, plus a free mug and frother, or 20% off any one-time purchase. Again, this is Beam's biggest offer of the year, and it won't last long. Head to beamorganics.com/livewell. That's B-E-A-M organics.com/LIVEWELL for 40% off the first 3 months of any Beam subscription, plus a free mug and frother, or 20% off any one-time purchase. Subscriptions are month to month and can be paused or canceled at any time. So give it a try. I am really enjoying them. I'm finding that it works really well, and you're really going to like this flavor that they have out right now. Okay, so in addition to making sure that I have something, you know, that is helping me to fall asleep at night, I am also really enjoying, again, that Asana Rebel app. They have some sleep meditations and sounds. Like, some of the sounds will just like play for an hour and then gradually shut off. Some of them are actual meditations to help you relax your body or process through what happened in the day. They have all kinds of different focuses. And if my mind is really, really going at night, I find that that can be really helpful to help me to just kind of check out and put all of that away and be able to calm down. And then having my room be pretty cool is also another thing that helps me, especially because of my gravity blanket that puppy holds in the heat. But I will a lot of times like either have a fan on or open up my window, and it helps me to just keep my temperature at an appropriate level for sleep, because they say it's better if you're cooler. I am actually interested in this product called an Uller that makes your bed colder, so you don't like go to bed in a cold bed, because that wouldn't be uncomfortable, but it helps to just kind of keep things cool throughout the night. Again, haven't been able to buy one of those yet. It's on the someday wish list. I also would love to get an Aura ring to really be tracking what's happening with my sleep at night, but you know, pipe dreams. Okay, they should both just sponsor the podcast. That'd be awesome. Okay, but I did mention the gravity blanket. I don't sleep without this thing anymore. It is such a lifeline for me. It has made such a difference in my sleep. Probably the number one thing that has made a difference in my sleep. I have had it, I think, for almost a year now, and it is like a big hug at night. I get under that thing, and just that pressure on my body makes me feel more relaxed. It's got that deep pressure technology or whatever. It works. I had my doubts. I thought, well, oh, it'll just like feel nice or whatever, but it truly actually helps me to sleep better and to sleep longer and deeper, and helps me to sleep faster, I would say, as well. It's a game changer. And especially like sometimes if I'm having a really stressful day and it's one of those days that does send me to the bed for a little while, it just really does kind of help take that edge off and help me to calm down and feel like, okay, I can catch my breath again. Everything's going to be okay. I swear by that gravity blanket. It has just been a huge game changer for me. I hope to be able to get to a point where I could afford them for all of my kids. They have a really big, fun, like chunky knit one now that I would love to put on my couch too. So they've got a lot of great products, and I really love that company, and the blanket that I have is just really, really good. They're not sponsoring me anymore, but I really, really love the one that I have from them. It's been a really big game changer. Okay. I threw a lot at you guys in this episode. There was a lot. I had a lot of stress going into this episode, preparing for this episode, which is kind of ironic. But these are the things that I have been doing that I have found to be the most effective and the most helpful lately. On a future episode, we will probably go more into like some nutritional things and, you know, kind of like see how I'm doing. We are also going to be talking soon on an episode about that idea of tracking. We've mentioned it a little bit before, but that whole idea of really like taking note at the end of the day of what you are, you know, feeling like, what your body is doing, what your brain is doing. That's going to be coming to Patreon in the new year, but we're also going to have a podcast episode where we discuss that a little bit more deeply and how that can be helpful to you, and especially as you prepare for the new year. Because I know tomorrow is Thanksgiving, but New Year is going to be here before we know it. And it's my most favorite holiday, so we're going to have some fun with it. And we're going to prepare ourselves well for it, even in the midst of all the other holidays. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Thank you for shopping through the links that we have in the show notes. It truly does help to get my kids Christmas presents and keep our lights on around here. You know, it's been a rough couple of years for the podcast and for just like everything with social media and the pandemic and sponsorships and all that kind of thing. And when you guys shop through our sponsor links, when you shop through those affiliate links, it makes a huge difference to be able to continue my job. And so I just really, really appreciate that when you take the time and you put in the effort to use those links. It really makes a big difference. And it's a great way that you can support this small business. I know that sounds kind of weird that you can shop from like big name companies that support a small business, but that's exactly what you're doing when you shop through any of the links that I post. So thank you guys so much to those of you who do that. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and maybe some of these ideas will help you to have a little bit less stressful time, or at least be able to de-stress after you get through your meal. All right. I love you, ladies. Thanks for all of you who share about the podcast, who leave those ratings and reviews in iTunes and Spotify and all of the places. Thank you for telling your friends about the show. It makes such a big difference, and I appreciate each and every one of you who subscribe and listen every week. It is not lost on me what an honor that is. All right, until next week, ladies, go be bold and gracious.